So good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
When we were training with Shinichi Tohei Sensei in Boulder, the theme of the seminar was what and how. What and how. And he said this is important because people become confused between what it is that we're doing and how to do it. So I'm going to add a little more to that this morning and hopefully not confuse you further, but throw some light on this subject. You notice I wrote some words on the board. Your words you're very familiar with. Suzuki Sensei's four basic principles. So what? Do nothing, be natural, and don't worry, be happy. Remember? And these correspond directly, quite precisely actually, with Tohei Sensei's four basic principles. One point, relax completely, weight underside, ki extends. I did write them a little bit differently than you're used to seeing them. Normally we say keep one point. And I hope that as I explain this, you'll see why I wrote them a little differently. Relax completely, we say keep weight underside. We say extend ki, not ki extends. This is the normal way of expressing Tohei Sensei's four basic principles. So I want to ask you to help me here. So what? In today's sort of colloquial language, what would you say should go over here? I explained yesterday to Dave, what does so what mean? Yes.
Let things be.
Sorry?
Let things be what they are.
Okay. When we have a challenge, what's the danger of that challenge? That it will disturb us, that it affects us. So, can we say no disturbance? Let's try.
How does that relate to one
time? Oh, no disturbance. One time I was in, to answer your question, how that relates to one point. One time I was teaching in Holland and we were doing the Q&A at the end of the seminar. And one of the students is a Aikido player and a Judo player. He does both. And so he asked me, Sensei, I don't understand. You know, I figure I should be able to take something from Aikido to my Judo training. What is it? And I said, keep one point. What's the danger when you're a Judo player? And he said, becoming disturbed. You know. Oh, well, then just keep one point. Keep one point means no disturbance. Means this doesn't come up. When you challenge me, when I do that, where's my one point? Where's my one point? Right here. Right? When I'm calm and not disturbed, so what? You challenge me, so what? I'm not disturbed by this. My one point comes here.
Wouldn't that be great on yourself?
No. We'll get to it. We'll get to it. Okay? Don't forget, these four are no different than each other. But there's a reason why we have four, just like there's a reason why there's four of those, and you're going to see, I hope, there's a reason why there's four of these. Okay, number two, do nothing, which relates to relax completely. Yes.
Tension.
Sorry?
No tension.
No tension. Okay, so this is, no disturbance, no tension. What makes us want to do something? To make something happen? What in us makes us want to change something? To do something to make it different? Sorry? Your ego, yes?
The need to react.
Sorry?
The need to react.
You need to react or no need to react?
To what makes us do something is the need to react.
Yeah, why do we react? What are we going for there? What are we trying to accomplish? We want to manipulate our lives. We want to control what happens in our lives so they come out making us feel and look good. Anybody doesn't do that here? Okay, so we could say here, no control. No disturbance. Do nothing. Relax completely. No control. Number three, be natural, wait underside. When we're just natural, everything is fine. Our weight falls, every atom in our body, our weight is naturally resting underside. How are we in relation to the world that we experience when we're like this? What? How are we in relation to the world? Let's say in relation to something that arises in our life. How do we treat that when we are completely natural and our weight, therefore, is completely underside? Yes, Phoenix? Yes, but that's the fourth one. I mean, from my point of view, they're all interchangeable. I mean, Tracy's right. You can put no disturbance everywhere here. You can put it here. You can put it everywhere. You can put every one of these anywhere. But there's a reason why I'm putting them the way I'm putting them. I mean, you'll admit, as I'm asking you about this, I'm trying to lead you to seeing what I saw this morning so that you can see how it all comes together. Remember, we started talking about the what and the how. Okay, what's this? Accept, exactly. Accept everything. When we're natural and our weight is underside, we accept everything. No room for an H. But you can understand that, right? Okay. So, accept everything. All right? So, let's review. So what? Same as one point, same as no disturbance. Number two, do nothing, same as relax completely, same as no control. Number three, be natural, same as wait underside, same as accept everything. Number four, don't worry, be happy, Suzuki Sensei's side. Key extends, Toy Sensei's side, and you already know it, what I wrote here in my mind's eye, which is no separation. Why no separation? Can you see? When he says, don't worry, be happy, you could say, well, that's just accept everything. You could say that's, if you're very happy, you don't have to control anything. And certainly you aren't disturbed. But and you almost have to see Suzuki Sensei say, don't worry, be happy, you know, like to see how this is extend key. You know, Otsuka Sensei, somebody asked him about, well, what is it really like, what are you talking about there, extending key? Somewhere we were in a key class in Japan. And he said, oh, do you know Suzuki Sensei? And no, the student didn't know. And he said, well, when this man walked into a room, the room lights up. That is extending ki. So, Suzuki Sensei, it lights up for us when we see Suzuki Sensei because we know that he's not worried and he's happy. That means no trouble for us. We want to hang out with that guy. So, this is same as extending ki because it makes no one different than him. It makes no thing different than him. He accepts everything. So there is no separation between him and others. Extend key. So You said last night, keep one point is everything. Yeah? So when we extend ki, that's like recognizing one point, or recognizing everything as non-separate. This is extend ki. It's a very sort of beginning level to say, I'm extending ki to you. Zhoop! Shooting something from me over to you. No one has this idea, right? This is parochial. This is junior level. It's not wrong. It's okay. And sometimes it's actually quite useful because in a sense, when we use the word attention. Attention, when we shift our attention, we move our energy or we direct our energy. So this is what we mean by extend ki in that way. It's an active, it's an activity. We shift our attention. I shift my attention from Celine to Harry. Okay? But extend ki, that's not wrong, I said. That's extending ki. I'm extending ki here, and now I'm extending ki here. So my attention. But attention, the way we use it in our world, often is like concentration. It's limiting. In other words, when I extend ki to you, I lose everybody else in the room. Actually, extend ki, when we're talking about it in this sense, that's why I like correlating it in this way and in this way over here, which I'm going to write in a moment. Well, I'll write it right now. Okay, no separation, that's important. No separation. Sorry about my writing. Truly extending ki is truly using attention is not exclusive, but inclusive. It means including everything in our world of experience. Our actual world of experience, not our imagined world of experience. Not the imaginary world out there, which we don't even know exists because we're not experiencing it. The only thing we can be sure is, right now, is what we're experiencing. When I go home to Maui, my house may have been burnt down, and it's gone. I imagine it, exactly how it is, and walking in where the cats will be, you know, where everything is. But that's my imagination. I don't know. It could be gone now already, and nobody, they forgot to call me, or they haven't called me yet. So we don't know what's going on out there. All you can be sure of is what you experience in your world of experience, and that's when we say extend ki, it means no separation, or don't worry, be happy about that world. And if we're completely in this world of experience, we call this mind-body unification. So when Shinichi Sensei introduced this subject to us, of course he didn't talk about this in this way. He talks about just the four basic principles. When he introduced this, he said the what is the what? Nonaka Sensei? To be one with the universe. The what is, the purpose of our study, the what is unification. One with the universe. The universe, which is the universe of your experience. To not separate yourself from it. And we worked on this last night when we shook hands. This is not separate from the world that you're experiencing. Right? From no aspect of the world you're experiencing. As soon as you separate yourself from one aspect of it, by turning away from her, you separate yourself from all aspects of it. As soon as you're separate, you are separate. You are not unified. Okay? So you can't break it up into bits. It's all or nothing, folks. Right? So that's the what. The how, according to Shinichi Toi Sensei, is the four basic principles. Now, Tracy Reasoner said something very interesting to me yesterday. last night, which I will share with you. He asked me, please tell them what I said. No, he didn't say that, actually. He didn't say that at all. He said, but wait a minute. You can't keep one point if you are not unified. You can't relax or extend key or keep weight on your side unless you're already unified. So how is that the how? Can anybody help Tracy out here?
When you think about it, you're actually trying to do it. So you're just being.
Ah. Well, we have a danger. He said, when you say it again, when you think about it.
When you think about it, it's just like when you're trying to do something.
Yes, okay. Okay. The reason I said I was going to get to why I wrote them this way. One point, relax. I should, actually, this is not even right here. Let's fix this. It shouldn't be relaxed completely. It's completely relaxed. I think to be in concert with what I'm doing here. One point, completely relaxed. Weight is underside. Key extends. It's inactive. What these are not prescriptions. They're not telling you what to do. They are descriptions. If you have mind-body unification, you will experience one point. You will experience complete relaxation. You will experience weight underside. And you will experience that key is extended. So, that sounds an awful lot like unification and four basic principles are both what. So, if that's the case, what is the how? Yes?
Maybe learning to recognize these.
How can you recognize them if you're not having them? Okay. Let me help out a little bit.
Yeah, I think that we don't have it.
Yeah. No, you do have. We always have mind-body unification. Mind and body are originally one. We always have mind-body unification. It's just that we don't experience it. These are descriptions of experiencing it. Yes?
The how is what we've been teaching in prior, the show up, be open. The show up, be open. That's the how.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's not on this thing, so. Yes, exactly right. So summarize that a little bit so everybody can hear in a voice that they can hear.
Well, what I was saying is, if you've been following the podcast, if you've been following the podcast on his website, he's been going over the awareness. First you have to show up, you have to be completely open, accept the results and serve what is true.
Yes. Does that ring a bell? You guys all know what he's talking about? It's what everybody is really saying. It. Eric said, you got to recognize it. So how do you recognize it? Well, you show up. If you're not here, you're not going to recognize it. You open your eyes, your senses, your mind, your heart, you open fearlessly to whatever will happen. This is faith. You just open. No fear. No worries. Don't worry. Be happy. And number three, you follow along whatever is happening. You serve the moment. Without reservation. Right? Because the moment is continuing. It's moving. And it's changing. And you never know what's going to come next, what somebody's going to say, what he's going to try to do. You don't know. In a physical sense, we practice this in Rondori. We don't know what's coming next. We're just always present and aware. Right? So this is life is Rondori. Every moment of living life is Rondori. You don't know what's going to come next. So you're present in that. You're serving it. Sometime I saw a YouTube of a guy doing Rondori, just moving through people like this. And somebody else would come and he'd just move here and nobody got a hold of him. Some wasn't Toi Sensei, but it was like Toi Sensei. So that's number three. And number four is accept the results of whatever it is that happened. Again, without reservation. And then you're back to number one. If you accept the results of what happened and you stop and think for a minute, wow, that was lovely. I did a really good job there. You didn't show up for the next moment and you're already smacked in the head. Yes?
So it's just like being fully present in the moment.
Ah, yes. Just like being fully present in the moment. Okay, so we have all these different ways of talking about it, and it's for my money and my way of seeing things, it's very difficult to pin down the what and the how. The what and the how are so integrally related. I mean, that's still making two of them to say they're integrally related, integrated. Very dangerous. Yeah, can you see where I'm going with this? So that's why I wanted to do this. So you could see this from a little different perspective. And I'm so glad you brought up the next four things. Right? I don't think I can do the... There's no board over here, but I don't think... You know, I haven't ever looked at them to see if they correlate exactly, but, you know, these are all... What Toi Sensei says, what Suzuki Sensei says, and what we are saying here, these are all ways to be and they're all experiences of being. It's not necessarily something to do, which is what it sounds like when you say keep one point. Okay, Tyler, keep one point. Come on, keep one point. Are you keeping one point? Keep one point. Keep it now. Keep it. You got it? Do you got it? Huh? I don't think so. You cannot. As soon as you try to keep one point, you isolate it and you make it separate from everything else. That's not keeping one point. Keeping one point is the way you already were before you were born, before you started thinking all this nonsense.
It already is, and your thinking is taking you away from it.
That's correct. Your thinking, your everything, all the things that you get involved in as a human being, tend to take us away. That doesn't mean that thinking is wrong or any of those other things are wrong, but that when we are engaged in any aspect of our life, which let's admit it, is always changing and unpredictable, we experience the four basic principles. In other words, we experience this unification. So, you know, I saw they made this wonderful film in Japan called Empty Mind. It's a documentary. Has anybody seen this? It's called Empty Mind. And it's an interview with many different martial artists in Japan. Not just martial artists, but some Zen teachers, spiritual teachers of different kind in Japan. And, you know, there's a whole bunch of different approaches there. But every single one of them, when we saw them doing their thing, I think one is a potter, throws pottery, and one is Aikido, and one is Karate, and one is Judo, and one is Omoto Ryo, and one is, you know, different schools. And we saw them do their thing, and then there's an interview with them. And in the interview, every single one of them comes up with empty mind. So, what does empty mind really mean? Would you please make your mind empty now? Can you do that? Too easy. too late. Too late. Okay. So, can anyone do this? What does that mean, empty mind? This relates. Okay, no separation.
Being fully in the moment.
How is that empty? Wouldn't that be full? What?
Being open.
Being open. Yes? Not adding anything to what's already actually there, yes.
You can do something without thinking about it.
You can do something without thinking about it. That's definitely what they're talking about. What else?
No judgment.
No judgment. This is just thrilling. Okay, what else? What is this? We have this word, S-H-U-N... Yeah, shunyata. Shunyata. Shunya. Ever heard that? Shunyata shunya? Shunyata shunya?
Yeah, it's on your Facebook page.
It's on the Facebook page, the Facebook man says. It's on my Facebook page? Oh, that's right, it is. When in Facebook, they tell you, they ask you in your profile, what is your religion? I wrote, Shunyata Shunya is my religion. So this is important to me. Thank you for reminding me how important it is. My first awakening in this lifetime was into Shunyata Shunya. This is the first experience I had. I thought I'd finished everything then. At that moment, I didn't know. Oh, this is just the beginning. Okay, what is this? Do you know? Does somebody know? This is Sanskrit. It means empty, full. It means empty, full. It is all those things you guys said. You're all right. I had this experience. I was actually sitting in a home, someone's home. I'd gone there for dinner, a man and his wife, old friends of mine, and he was sleeping on the floor, and his wife was sitting over there on the couch, and I was in a chair, and she was getting nodding, she was getting, becoming tired, and I was just sitting, and I can't tell you. You can't say. You know, the problem with me telling you is I'm telling you my memory of the experience, which was that I was experiencing sitting in my body here on the couch, and then my sense of myself began to expand until it filled the whole universe of my experience, the whole universe that I knew at the moment. And then I saw that there was nothing in that universe, no thing separate from each other. So someone I heard say one time, emptiness means this, exactly this, with no borders drawn around it. No separation. No separation means no borders. It's all, and it doesn't just, the more I say something like this, the more crystal clear you become. My sensual experience of you becomes, my visual experience becomes almost... psychedelic. Because the more you drop into shunyata shunya, the more clear and vibrant everything is. So it's not a denial of anything. It's not saying if this something isn't. So I think the bottom line here is that we want to remember that when we talk about states of being, and we talk about rules or approaches or practices, we have to take it very lightly and be careful, because you can grind away on some kind of practice, like when I said keep one point, keep your one point. You know, you can work at something, and you're just getting further and further and further away from it. You need to recognize how to work. And we're gonna do a little key breathing this morning, and I'll explain why. And so this is a prelude to that. We have to understand how to do a practice without disturbing ourselves, without trying to control it, accepting it just for what it is, not making it something very, very special, and not making ourselves separate from the experience, separate from the exercise, which means self doing something, which is subject-object, which is separation. Okay. All right. Thank you.